Good morning. Good morning, my sweet little precious. Hello. It is. Oh my goodness, it's Friday. Friday, December 29th, 2023. I am not going to get to say that very much longer, am I? There are only 2 days left in 2023. Today is the 363rd day of the year. My goodness, it is the 52nd Friday of 2023. We are the 9th day of winter, which means there is less than 3 full months until spring. And that has got me excited. Excuse me. Okay, I'm going to try not to burp really loud right now. Sorry, I have like seltzer I'm drinking. How has your week been? How has your year been? We can do a year in review, but we don't have to go crazy now, okay? Because I feel like as we all get older, our years just get more and more crazy. This year has been amazing. And I have you to thank for that. It does not escape me how lucky and happy and wonderful it's been on this kinky little path of hypnosis and erotic audios and really truly getting to know some people and have such amazing experiences and learn what patience really is and kindness. There has been so much kindness doled my way, and I'm grateful all the time, every time. Every time I click record on this little microphone and my little desk, and I just, well, it's a big desk, but every time I sit here and record and think about how I get to enter your ear holes and stimulate you in some way and interact, and it's just the fucking best, okay? It's the best. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy I'm here. I get nostalgic this time of year. I get that melancholy can happen for a lot of people, and that doesn't escape me either. So maybe it's not been the easiest season, and that's okay too. And you don't have to be brave for me or anyone. I'm just thrilled we're all here together at this end of 2023. I had a really great Christmas this year, which was kind of cool, other than one of my little nephews was super sick. So I'm hoping not to get super sick because I was just sick a few weeks ago, as you know. But Christmas went really well. It was the first time in a long time I got to see my parents on Christmas Day, and that was really nice. I gave my mom a stocking, which is her favorite part of Christmas. So she was like, oh, she almost cried. It was so cute. Not that it's cute to make people cry, but sometimes my wicked evil heart likes to do that. So we had a very, very good holiday. And this weekend, I am going to be extremely busy. I have several guests arriving tonight for my annual New Year's party, which I'm looking forward to. I'm going to run out and go buy some groceries and a couple last Christmas gifts for the people I haven't seen yet, because I am that shopper who likes to wait until after Christmas. Do you do that? It's like my favorite is purchasing things after the actual holiday because things are already on sale. And so I'm going to make chili and hot dogs and chocolate chip cookies and perhaps a pie. I have apples and things. So I'm going to make all the things. Oh, I'm so sorry. What are your plans for the holiday? Do you have any fun things traditionally you do for New Year's? I like to pour champagne or sparkling juice for those who don't drink or who are driving and don't partake. And we pass it around, and I love to watch the ball drop, and I love to count. This year, I learned about the ball a little bit. I have I have an audio coming out for you later, which is a New Year's celebration fractionation sleep audio that I had way too much fun writing and producing last night. So I hope you like it. It made me feel good. And we all know that's what it's all about, right? Like, my pleasure is your pleasure. Your pleasure is definitely my pleasure. So I hope you can get all nestled in for that audio later when you get a chance. It is a sleep audio, or at least it suggests sleep at the end. So I recommend you listen to it when you have a chance to either take a good little nap or curl in for a little bit, something like that. And then I don't know if I'll be doing anything else before January on here. I don't think I will. I will be sure to post my old Wank Sign song that I produced last year. I'll post that again this year for New Year's Day. But just in case I don't record anything else between now and the 1st of January, Happy New Year. I'm so happy you're here. Everyone who's joined recently has filled my heart with so much love. I had a rough several few months, as some most of you know, because I can't stop talking about it. But things are on the upturn now, and I'm very much looking forward to 2024. I think it's going to be a really spectacular year. I am hitting my stride, and I am excited about content and some ideas I have percolating in this little old brain of mine that I can't wait to tickle your brain with. So let's do this. Let's get this done. Merry Christmas. Oh, we already did that. Happy Kwanzaa. What is it? The fourth day of Kwanzaa. For those of you who celebrate. And Happy New Year, baby. All right, let's do this. Let's get this shit done this weekend. Let's party hardy. I'm going to drink my ass off. I'm going to have a great time. I expect you to do the fucking same. I want to hear wild stories, but don't drink and drive, please, for the love of all things holy. There is so much rideshare shit. Don't drink and drive. I would be so crushed. I would be so crushed. I want you to be well. I want you to be happy and healthy and cheers, and know that I will be cheersing to you at midnight when I drunk. My annual tradition is drunk dialing everybody I know and leaving them the most ridiculous messages. So that's my tradition. cooking for everybody, drunk dialing everybody who can't be here. So yeah. All right. Ugh. Trying not to be too nostalgic. I just want to prattle on and on and on. happy 2023. Happy hypnosis. Here's to more kinky things coming in 2024. All right. I love you so much. Have such a good day, darlings. More later. Love you. Bye.